Okay, it's 6:32 p.m. If when we do our checks here real quick, if anyone has any audio issues on the console, please either raise your hand or wave on the screen or something so that we can adjust accordingly. The first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. So those are, that are in the room or able, please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of
America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and
liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. So just so that anybody that is dialed in online that's not a council member, we'll probably mute you, or if you can mute yourself locally, just so we don't get the feedback. If we get to an area such as public comment, then you can get unmuted. So, okay, before we go into the roll call, I just want to remind everybody this is a little different. So we're doing both an exercise as well as a real event here due to the construction in the community center. In fact, if there are no bathrooms at this time other than the outside porta potty, it was an opportune time to test our ability to do a remote meeting to ensure that we could do this under continuity purposes. If for some reason either the community center was unavailable or we had to do an emergency meeting with folks scattered around. A couple of things that go with this, of course, is as we're remote, we do have the meeting place, which is at the community center. And the second thing is that any votes that are taken will be done by voice first. If there is a vote contrary to the majority or not unanimous, then we will move to a roll call vote to re-vote to make sure that everything is recorded by person. Again, this meeting is recorded. So, Finance Officer, please take the roll.
Birch. Deitch.
Here.
Students.
Here.
Mueller.
Here.
Okay, so we have three voting members present. One is absent, so we do have a quorum. So we are now in session. Again, I know Caitlin is on an ambulance call. They were left about 5, I think, or a little after 5 out of town. So we quite possibly will be done before she gets back. So, okay, first item up is the approval of the agenda for tonight. And I am a slide behind, I think, or a couple slides. Okay. So is the approval of the agenda?
I'll make a motion to.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
I'll make that motion to approve the agenda as written.
And who is that? Cheryl, was that you? Do you want a second?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So Steve has motioned. Cheryl has seconded to approve the agenda as written. Is there any other discussion on that or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And one absent. So the agenda passes as published for tonight. First item up are the monthly items. Approval of the minutes for the February 2nd, 2026 regular meeting is the first item.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the February 2, 2006 regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, so Larry's made the motion and seconded by Steve to accept the minutes of the February 2, 2026 regular meeting as written. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Okay, the minutes are passed. Next item is the claims for February 2026, and you should have that with you, and Amanda can answer any questions.
I make a motion to approve the finance report.
The claims.
The claims, excuse me.
I'll second.
Okay. So Cheryl's made the motion to accept the claims as presented. Larry has seconded. Any other discussion or questions regarding the claims? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. And the claims are accepted. The next item is the finance officer's report. Amanda, if you have anything you'd like to add?
No, nothing outstanding or, like, out of the ordinary this month.
I'll make the motion to approve the finance officer's report for the month of February 2026.
I second that.
Okay, so Steve's made the motion to accept the finance officer's report for the month of February 2026 as written, and Cheryl has seconded. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. The finance officer's report is accepted. There are three donations. We can do this in one bulk. There's a donation for the ambulance for $100 from a private citizen, a second one for $900 for EMT students, and then a $900 donation from St. Michael's Hospital for the ambulance for EMT students as well.
Are they all three for EMT students?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll go towards the EMT class, yes.
Okay. I make a motion to approve all three.
I'll second.
Okay, so Cheryl has made the motion. Larry has seconded to accept the donations as presented, and I'm getting a low battery warning just so everybody knows. Even though I'm plugged in. I might jump. Okay. Those in favor, say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. So that passes. Well, I'm going to jump on my other computer before we get to public comments. Amanda and Kayla are going to run down the list of who's online to make sure that we have a proper count for the minutes. And then please also let us know who is in the room there.
We'll go ahead and start
online.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, online, Carol Hagan.
Lori Deitch is also present.
Like we might have two other numbers. Is Lori with you, Larry?
Yes.
Or okay. We've got a 660-0286.
Oh, that would be me. Sorry, Kelly Naminga.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Kelly.
If you wish.
And then we've got a 464-1828.
That would be Mike Grocious.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And then here in at the community center, we've got Officer D'Amico, we've got Caitlin Birch, Steve Mueller, myself, and then Alex with the paper, and Kayla.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I switched over to the other computer so I don't run out of battery. Okay, first item, then the next item up is public comment. Is there anyone that's either in the room or online that would like to make a comment on anything that is not on the agenda? You'll have 3 minutes. One last call. Hearing none, then we will move on. Okay, next item up is official correspondence. The city did not receive any in February. The next set of slides are the mayor and department reports. Amanda, I'll let you go with the finance officer, and then I will do mine.
Okay, well, the rest of the departmental reports are in the packet, as you've seen. So if you have any questions, let us know on that. But the one that I had added for today is we found out from the governor that he is granting Good Friday and Easter Monday off as administrative leave. And per our policy, we follow the governor's recommendations for his granting of leave. So the question is, the April meeting is on the 6th, so it's a little bit later in the month. And usually we go for the Thursday after the Monday meeting, but that's even later. So we wanted to put out there, how about Thursday, April 2nd? So it's the week prior. It's the Thursday prior to the regular Monday meeting.
April 2nd on Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, in the past, we've actually kind of pushed. We normally do later, but unfortunately, if we do that in April, that pushes us to about April 10th, and then we run into an issue of having a couple of late fees on some bills that we pay. So we looked at the calendar on April 2nd, gets us in there. March is actually kind of a long month. We've got five full Mondays before we even get to there. So it is a little longer month on the calendar.
So if I'm hearing right, everybody's good with Thursday, April 2nd?
I have no conflicts.
I have no issue.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll update accordingly and get that out. It should be at the community center as normal, so. As far as my reports, I went to the Municipal League event, rib dinner right after the last meeting. Just kind of watching the bills and what I put there, those are at least five bills now that it's boiled down to that do have some, are touching the municipal side somehow that are there. A couple of highlights, the task force one for EMS continues a follow-up. So there'll be a study of some kind probably this summer since that's already been signed. SB 96 is the ability for voters in a county to vote in a half penny sales tax to try to offset property taxes, understanding that they're trading one tax for another. That I saw just a little bit ago is up for discussion in committee on the 4th, so Wednesday, so it'll be a big day. SB 165 is one, if you haven't looked up, it's a fairly long one. It's what they call a cleanup bill. So there's some language changes and some of that kind of stuff in there. That Chapter 9 is municipal governments. So over the next few weeks, we'll pull that one up and start looking at it to see what the changes are. And then the other two down there are both some funding for capital projects. 204 is kind of an interesting one if this goes through. Currently, if somebody wants to do a housing infrastructure, you can get a loan for a third of the cost. This would move it to a half of the cost, so you could get a little bit more from the state on a loan. And then the final one is another way for municipalities to fund capital projects if it's approved. It would allow municipalities to do essentially a tax, another penny sales tax, specifically for a capital improvement project. So that project would be listed, and you would do it, and you know how much, and you could do this tax until you get to whatever amount that you set to do the project. So it's kind of a contrary thing to a TIF, or it could be complementary to a TIF, if you want. And so that's in local government. Okay. Okay, next item up is a water plant. We got word today that they could start any time on the building. The city guys went in, they pulled out some shop heaters, a couple of the windows, which are actually direct replacements for Don at the city shop. They've got pretty much everything out of there that they want. The new water plant is full of stuff that they're going through. Some of it's been there probably predates even the current facility. So the guys are going through it, and they're going to get rid of what they can't. Don't see any need for anything that was rubber or seal that's bad. It's going away. Go on to the iron pile, or if there's anything for surplus. There's a lot of that thin wall plastic that's really not any good anymore. So they're doing that. And then the other part of the project that's ongoing right now, of course, is the restrooms. And then the north entrance there in the community center. So the restrooms are gutted, and they're starting to bust up some of the flooring for the plumbing. So they're on track for that as of today. So that's about two more weeks to go. And then to remind everybody, the north entrance, or basically the main entrance, the interior door is not compliant and really probably doesn't work very well anyway. So they will move that portico and put in a single door a little bit further into the building to make that entrance not only ADA accessible, but also should help with what it was probably intended for as far as a weather break and stuff like that. So that's the other part. Essentially what's there now, they'll just take the doors off and the frame will stay there. There'll be a newer frame inside with one single larger door that meets requirements. So still tracking for mid-March. So first week went pretty good, and they got the demo done. So couple of electrical things that got discovered. Couple things got shorted out in the building when they were working on that. So nothing major, but things that we'll get dealt with. Also discovered that we were going to try to reuse the sinks. But there's just some issue and some warping with those. So probably be a new a vanity that will be fully ADA accessible. Now with that, there's no pay app yet this month, so we will move on with that. Again, not been a whole lot of work in February, but now that we're getting out of it, we should see a lot more.
Okay. So can I ask a question about that, please?
Yes, who's that, Alex?
Yeah, sorry, this Alex. During the time of the front door remodeling, will that entrance still be accessible, or will you have a detour?
Not to kick it over to Amanda, but certainly during when they rip it out, they probably won't be accessible, so they'll have to come in through probably through the side door there.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna put in this for. Thank you. That was it.
Okay.
Scott. This is Cheryl.
Yes.
Please, going back to the department reports.
Okay.
Under the airport, did we ever find out anything with the electrical on that one hangar? That was there ever electricity to that hangar?
No, I don't believe we did, actually. That's, we'll have to go back to both the advisory board and Don. I'm afraid I did not have an update for that.
Okay. And also under the parks.
Okay.
What is the more outlets for Terrace Park?
So that's something on the Legion side we're looking at potentially, as some updates to put a outlet or two on the west side of the memorial so that when we have the Memorial Day event, we're not stringing extension cords all the way over to the picnic shelter. And that would be paid for by the Legion.
Okay. And then my other question is, now, some time ago, that fence on the east side needed some repair. Is that something we have down to get completed?
I know they've done some repair every spring when they go out there and do it. If you're talking about the chain link that goes, yeah, runs along the bluff.
Yes.
Yeah, every year they have to go out in the spring and try to reset it due to little landslides or stuff like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an annual thing. So.
Thank you.
No, and as far as the parks go, just to add again, the bathrooms are closed. They'll stay closed until well into April when we know we're out of freeze season. So even though it's been nice, I've already seen some kids playing ball and doing that, which they certainly can. But those things, the bathrooms, they don't get done until we're very positive it's not going to freeze anymore. So. Okay, back to the water plant. Again, you can see the updates there. Then there's, we'll go from there. Still looking at probably an open house, I think, in May. The way things are going now, it should be nice enough there. The guys got to get cleaned up. They've ordered some more shelving. So right now it's pretty scattered. Again, for the council members, please, you know, get in contact with them and go over there and make sure you're doing walkthroughs as we get going. And you can actually see all of the stuff that they pulled out of the old one that they're sorting through. So, okay, next.
Scott.
Yes.
This is Dave. The other day when I was up there, is the I'm tongue-tied right now. But anyway, though, the eavesdrops where the water comes down, to me, it looks like they need to be extended, and because it looks like the cement is straight and then it goes out and then it starts to curve. My biggest concern is if we get a real heavy rain and that water doesn't go out, where's it gonna go? And we spent too darn much money on this water pipe to have water inside.
Right. Are you talking the east side or the west side?
Where the entrance is.
On the east side. Yeah, I think the guys have identified that, where the parking lot is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've identified that. We've already seen some icing issues over the winter, so I know they're looking at options to do something there, either just extenders or something to get away from the building. So since that was an issue on the west side that was addressed through a change order last year. But yeah, the guys are following. And I understand what you're talking about, so.
Although
I don't think that's the first I've ever heard anybody say anything about water potentially going back into the building. I don't think that's a concern at this point, but it's something to watch.
Then another concern I have is as the water comes off of the street, there's all that goes into that cement runoff, and then there's rocks And I'm going to say, and I'm not very good at estimating, but I'm going to say at least 150 to 200 feet after the water comes off of that cement runoff, it gets into, looks like some a mesh. May not be a mesh, but it like stuff that you
put.
Okay, thank you. And then it goes out, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's nothing. And it looks like it's going to start eroding, and then further down, it has those cement bricks or whatever.
Sure. So
my concern is, you know, what's going to happen from the mesh to those bricks or cement pillars or whatever, because again, it looks like it's starting to erode.
Right. So that area always was just grass, and with some of the work, it's got tore up a little bit between the two areas, and so that is a part of the landscaping that will come in the spring to go back and to get that planted in. To see it, there does look like there's a little erosion, but that will be a part of that landscaping piece. There's no plans. We're not going to do any concrete or anything there. So it had always worked really good with the grass once it gets back in there and it gets it carried between the two areas.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Council, I have any other questions on the water plant? Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Okay, the abandoned and nuisance properties, an update on the Jones property based upon the action at the end of last meeting. That offer was accepted. So Bo is working through the process now with the current owners or the former owners. So that's already been, like I said, fully accepted, and we're working through that to get some resolution done on the ownership of that property so we can both of the properties on Main Street, the old gas building and the what's called the bargain barn or the old movie theater, so that we can move into the next stages of that abandoned and nuisance cleanup and get going with that.
Scott, this is Carol Hagen. May I ask a question on that?
Yes.
You said, as what was discussed in the last meeting, the last council meeting, nothing took place in the general session that was open to the public. It was all an executive session. Can you share with us what that is?
So after executive session, the council did come out and did vote to offer up an offer to purchase the property to what we had positively had contact with as representatives of the former owners. So that was in the minutes, and that was open, and so that was sent, and it has been accepted. But we're still working through the process to get all the right signatures and get that taken care of so we can move on. But the vote to actually do an offer was done in open session.
Okay, I do see it. Yes, the pursue a purchase agreement. Thank you.
Yes. So, and again, that's been accepted, and signatures are being worked right now. So,
okay, that's what you were referring to.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I was really hoping to have a little bit more on it, but those things just take time. So, and as far as the other property, the second one, the Richard property, again, nothing really noticeable at this point. An updated letter was sent to Paulson Park after the last meeting, so it's essentially restarting the process and giving him the new owners, the new company, the updated timeline. So they restarted with 60 days to move forth and get a plan to the council, and I don't believe we've got anything in the city offices at this point. So But they're still within that window of getting something to us as far as a legitimate plan, and if we need to do any action, that will come probably next month. Okay, next item. Next slide. Okay, we only have a couple of action items. First one, I'll let Amanda explain, is to hire Cassie Jelsma, the same Cassie Jelsma that we've hired as the pool manager, has also applied for our part-time custodian. Amanda, you want to take that?
That's basically about it. She put in the application, and that's the recommendation for moving forward as custodian, taking over for the girls during the summer months, as they will have different different responsibilities that kind of pull them in different directions. So, and come the fall, we'll kind of see how that will continue.
How many hours a week is this? 10?
Yeah, give or take. It's probably not even that.
Okay.
Yeah, it, in the summer, of course, there's the bathrooms at the two parks, probably a little bit more. This time of year, the girls don't, they just don't pick up that much at all, so.
So when would this Cassie start?
In May.
May? Okay. I make a motion to hire Cassie Jelsma.
I'll second that.
Okay, so Cheryl's made the motion to hire Cassie Jelsma as a custodian starting at $14.11 an hour. And Larry has seconded. Any other questions or comments? This is a non-benefit part-time job. Hearing nothing, those in favor say aye.
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 Steve and Caitlin, I'm sorry.
Aye.
Any nays? And Caitlin's there, so no one is absent, so that passes. Okay, the next item is airport insurance for 2026. Again, I'll turn this over to Amanda. This is separate from our SDPAA policy.
Right. For this one, we go through Koch Insurance. It's our annual insurance renewal. Nothing has changed, including the price. It's the same price as we paid last year. No change. Just need a motion for renewal.
I'll make that motion to approve the 2026 airport liability insurance as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, so Steve's made the motion to approve the 2026 airport liability insurance as presented, and Caitlin seconded. Any other discussion or questions on that item? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. So that motion passes, and we'll get that signed and back up to them. Okay, so with that, since there were no additional other business items added to the agenda and being distributed, we do not have executive session items. Just kind of as a reminder, if we did this in a little different setting or if we needed to do executive, then we would have the alternate plan of going into the city phone number and doing a conference call that way or doing it via email, which is also protected discussion. So with that.
Scott, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Has the airport, all those problems been taken care of that was brought to our attention, what, two or three meetings ago?
Sure. The stuff that Wade brought up, some of those are just recurring or long-term problems that we've known about for quite some time, and they're not necessarily problems or issues. A couple of things that he did bring up, at least there was one light out at the time that he did it. We know there's a couple more that Don's identified, and he's working with Ephraimson, which is the folks that do the lights out there. So that's actively being done, and actually probably working to see if we can kind of go directly to the manufacturer since some of that's under warranty. And as Cheryl brought up, the electrical issue is still kind of new. Nothing was said after last fall when the line was broke that anybody's out of electricity. So, and they did try to research and figure out where it went, and nobody has said anything. So, it still is on the radar, but, to discover just for our own purposes there. And I think that's the priority, what I can remember off of those items that he had pushed out. So, the base radio is out. It's not a requirement. And, the advisory board is looking at, options for a portable, radio, base radio that we could use not only in the building, but outside of it as well. So, so we are working on that. The capital improvement plan for the airport is something that will probably be on the agenda. Good chance it will be next month, because I think we have to have that to the FAA in May. So you probably will be seeing more, and we'll be discussing a lot more probably next month about that. And I know they're still working a potential open house towards the end of April yet too, so for the new runway. Not sure if that entirely answered your question, but or if you have any other items that you remember that he brought up that aren't on Don's report. That were there.
And then while we have the city cop here, I think he's got an update on the vehicle, in case he hasn't talked to anybody on it.
Well, I think Larry was kind of working that, so I probably would pass it over to Larry if there's any updates or any recommendations there at this point.
The only thing I've got is the estimate that Garrett forwarded to me, and I forwarded on to he forwarded it to Steve and I forwarded it on to Cheryl and Caitlin. Okay. I'm assuming we need to get that truck some repairs of some kind, or an appointment to get those repairs made while he's at law enforcement training. That way it's not an issue when he's actually on duty.
I concur with that, Larry.
And hopefully the repairs that are needed will prolong the length. If not, then what do we do?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of that. Say again, please.
Okay, say all the repairs that is supposed to be needed gets done, and hopefully it'll prolong the length. But what happens, and I'm not trying to be negative, but what happens if the repairs go south on it real quick, like? Then what?
Without trying to sound flippant about it, I would assume the best thing we could do is deal with it at the time we have a new problem.
I agree. I think the best option right now is get the repairs done, and hopefully that takes care of our situation.
We've got to have a starting place to move forward from.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I can say at this point.
And I agree with Larry. I think we need to get it fixed, and then hopefully it will take care of the issue.
I would say because we know that this is an issue, that would be a definite priority for budgeting for the following year. For sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
And once we know the, because usually the bids come out in, was it October, Scott?
This year they were published in January, so.
But even so, if we could get it ordered this year and work it out that we pay them, you know, January 1st, then we know that it's like a 90-day lead time. We can get that going.
And that would be, what, for a brand spanking new vehicle?
Would be for a new vehicle.
Also, when that budget would, if we need to budget for a new vehicle, about how much it costs to transfer all the equipment over and decals. Graphic.
When Avon got theirs, I don't know what the initial like bid price, I assume it was probably under the $50,000 bid limit or that they went with the state bid. But when they were all said and done, it ended up being $65,000 something.
So then I would assume that's what we should budget then. Around that figure, if not more.
Plus probably 10%, just to be on the safe side.
I think that would be a very good idea.
And I guess I think if we can get through this year and then maybe look at next year of ordering a new one. Just budget for it, see where we're at. Because then if we need another, if we get either have a spare or maybe one of our other employees who may need a new vehicle, we can give them this one that doesn't have to leave town.
There's always a couple of options there to consider when the time comes.
Exactly.
Or go from 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Any other kind of quick questions? Otherwise, I'm gonna kind of it's time to close it out. I think we did good. I just wrote down a couple notes on how this thing worked, and from my end, other than my laptop battery going dead and not having a not being able to hear right away and fixing that, I think this worked pretty well for us. So should we ever need to do this in the future, especially as we're getting into storm season, you can do this over your phone or via computer if you're remote. Again, so I think it worked out pretty well.
I endorse the team side because being able to see who you're talking to and who else is there is quite useful.
Yes. One thing we still have pending that will go into this is the transition from our commercial .gov servers to the state contract ones. That still is in the works, and they're a little slow on giving some updates on it, but that should still be happening any time now. So that may have a little bit of alteration, but otherwise it shouldn't affect anything too much. And since we do have a static phone number for this, that means we can always publish the number. It doesn't change for the public. Okay, with that, then I think we'll wrap it up. A couple things to note. The time change is next weekend. So next Sunday at 2 a.m. we jump forward 2 hours. So please make sure we make note of that.
2 hours?
At 2 a.m. at 2 a.m. next Sunday, we will move forward 1 hour. So pretty early. The Board of Equalization meeting, Amanda's going to help me out to explain how this has got to work. Due to state laws, we actually technically have to open the meeting on Monday the 16th, although we will essentially table whatever is there till the 17th. So, Amanda, I'm going to have you explain it because we're kind of going to have two meetings, but Monday is just going to be essentially gaveling in, and then I have to figure out exactly the right way to do this, and I know Bo's on, so how we gavel in on Monday, but we defer everything till Tuesday when the rest of the group is actually present. So, Amanda, can you explain that to everybody?
You pretty much did. It's just in accordance to SCCL 10.11.13, where it says that you have to open up on the third Monday in March. And because of that law, we will technically open it, like you said, just via Teams like this, or something similar, but open it up, table any requests or assessments that come in until Tuesday, March 17th, which we will have here as like normally or as a normal meeting. And I don't know if we'll hold it in your office or in the big room or how we want to go about that, but same as before, I need to have, it goes out in the paper this week, but any assessments or requests need to come into our office no later than 5 p.m. on Thursday, March 12th. So we'll know at that point how many we will have. And even if we don't have any, we still have to at least convene the meeting and say we had a meeting.
Amanda, this is Cheryl. Do we need to be there then Monday the 16th or not?
Nope. Like I said, we can call in just like this.
Okay, so that's what we'll need to do on the 16th, and then the 17th we meet.
Yep, and I'll follow up with you guys about what time works best for everyone on Monday the 16th.
Okay, sounds good.
So you will see the published time when it goes in the paper of 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 17th.
On the 17th, yes.
On the 17th. As far as the Monday one, she'll work with you a little bit. That won't actually be in a notice. It'll just say that we gavel in to find a time where we can all just do a quick call. Like I said, between Amanda and I and Bo, we'll figure out that we have the right procedure. So how we open it and then defer it for anything till the next defer or table to the next day if there is anything. But we do have to have that meeting on the 17th. That's not an option. So. Even if there are zero entries, we have to have a meeting. So, so then we will have that out. And then, as already discussed, the next regular meeting will be on Thursday, April 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Springfield Community Center. And we'll keep an eye on the construction. I have every belief that it will be long done before we get to there, but if there's any issues, we will ensure that's published, but I don't see any change to the location or time of that meeting. So, okay, that's all I have. I think that's all our business tonight.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Who seconded? Caitlin?
Steve.
Oh, Steve. Okay, Cheryl's made the...
All
right, so Steve's made the motion to... Or Cheryl's made the motion to adjourn. Steve has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. All right, I am looking at 7:21 p.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Did anybody get a hold of you about the train being a wonder?